Tesco changes threaten thousands of jobs. Us-Store union must fight. Connor Rosoman, Us-Store shop steward, personal capacity. Tesco has revealed plans to cut thousands of jobs as part of a new restructuring initiative. The cost-cutting measures include removing counters in some stores, overhauling stock control, and scrapping hot food provision in staff canteens. Shamefully, workers first heard about the changes in the press with stories of job losses of 15,000 reported. Tesco CEO Jason Tarry has now written to staff saying the changes would affect 9,000 workers, with up to half of these potentially being redeployed in other roles. This is still a major change, and Tesco workers will rightly be nervous about the news. This is the latest in a series of streamlining processes among British supermarkets. Tesco has already cut 10,000 jobs through not replacing workers when they leave. Waitrose and Sainsbury's have recently gone through similar shake-ups to the one planned in Tesco. In reality, it has meant putting more pressure on workers. As a result of stagnating wages and a rising cost of living, consumer spending has been low. For the supermarket bosses, this means less profit, and they expect their workers to shoulder the effects of this. Us-Store, the shop workers' union, must act to protect jobs and conditions. Last year saw strikes by McDonald's and JD Wetherspoon workers as well as by Tesco workers in Ireland, which shows the potential there is for similarly low-paid supermarket staff in Britain to take action. Tesco workers could also link up with customers, who will be angry at losing in-store services. Us-Store should call public meetings to win support for the fight against these cuts. Ultimately, it's only on the basis of public ownership and democratic control can jobs be protected from the pressures of the market.